Hey guys, Justin.
And Ryan.
From the Fat and Furious podcast, or FNF Media, and we are just here to tell you today about...
making sure to follow us on Instagram. We are FNF underscore media on Instagram. If you're listening to us on YouTube in the future, make sure to like, subscribe, comment to the video. And if you're on any other platform, whether that be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, or wherever you might be listening to us, make sure to rate the podcast 5 stars if you have it. Like it. Interact with us in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
And let us know what we're doing.
Absolutely. And we hope you guys enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the Fat and Furious podcast, where today we are talking about companies, like car companies, right? As normal car podcasts go, that make products that are not cars.
Sometimes this is just like, you know, stupid one-off, like, hey, you can buy this random piece of shit that's branded with the Porsche logo.
Yes, exactly. Porsche makes golf bags. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
It's a Titleist golf bag with a Porsche logo on it.
Also makes $17,000 watches that you can only buy when you buy a 911 GT3.
Yeah, exactly. You know, why not? That's just an option for your GT3 or 911.
Yeah, no, it's a $17,000 financing extra add-on to your car that already costs $180,000.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're spending $180,000, I mean,
Yeah, if you're dropping 170.
That way, you know, you're driving your GT3 and you're
like, if I'm going to buy.
You just flex the watch.
Something like your passenger gets in, you're like, can you tell me what time it is?
All I'm saying is, if I'm going to.
Sticker too while you're at.
Yeah, 100%. If you're not getting a Porsche sticker with your $178,000 Porsche, what the fuck are you
doing?
It's not worth it.
Pretty sure it doesn't come with stickers, it just comes with.
The
carbon ceramic brake.
Okay, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right.
What
so
I'm saying though is, like, I mean, if you're gonna buy a $17,000 watch, buy an actual, like, nice watch, not just like a watch that says Porsche with a shitty movement.
Or if you don't buy a watch and you get the monolug version.
Yes.
Well,
the monolug version
like,
of the. So hear me out. Hear me out. We forgot to introduce everybody that's on the podcast.
Yeah, we have
a full setup tonight.
We have a new set.
The normal
new location.
Yeah, new location. So if the audio is a little weird, we are in a new location. We have decided to move into our
still trying to figure things out.
Totally different house.
Totally different house. We're across the country now.
We're in Colorado.
Devin is back for another week.
Hey y'all.
We have the normal hosts, me and Ryan. We have little Ryan is here. We have Corey is
here. Our stand-in host, Corey.
The replacement.
Yeah!
Let's go, baby!
Because he's here every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. We have little Ryan, and then we have Sean.
The new guy.
He is...
I don't think he's ever been on a podcast.
I don't think he has.
We tried to do
either.
It with him once.
Podcast debut?
See, he likes different kinds of boxers.
Here's the issue, though, right? He has the most expensive car brand out of any of us.
But the cheapest of that car brand. No, you gotta start somewhere.
He is the only one in the room that can say they own a luxury sports car.
What can I say?
The only one who can spend $600 on a headlight.
That is true. Sean, you drive a... question mark?
1987 Porsche 944.
There you go.
Non-turbo.
FC RX-7 or Mark III Supra.
Mitsubishi even made one that looked like
Take your pick. It just doesn't have the right
Mitsubishi
motor.
GTO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
the
Ford.
Was it the GTO?
And then
it's
very similar. Big sexy.
The rear end's different, but the headlights are like almost
damn,
the same.
Damn close.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. There's another one. There's actually a dude. It's like blue. It's
but
in town.
Do yours do like
the old random ass company?
Corvettes and
like
it flips all the way around?
No, they just...
Okay. I thought it was like...
It's not that full on.
Yeah, just like,
I mean,
the whole thing
still
rotates. It just rotates all the way over.
There's
I was
still
like,
pop up
pretty
and down
good.
Headlights.
Yeah.
So...
No,
you still sit in a light, you see a Miata, you're like...
You just start spamming the buttons.
You do it so much that they start getting off.
Yeah,
and
they do this. It's so
and then one gets ahead, and then they just.
It's so retarded.
Some people will remove that electric motor from it, so when they put them up and down, just one does it.
Yep.
So we're all missing the point, right? The point is he drives a Porsche.
Right.
Porsche.
What?
Where's your $17,000 watch?
That's only with the GT3s.
I think the important clarification is that he doesn't drive the Porsche. He just has it.
I think what's important is that
I drive it.
Just like Justin doesn't drive the Supercar.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Every couple of months.
I mean, it's kind of like an FCR X7 because it's just as reliable.
I bought a product.
I don't know. I think
Dorito
might actually be more reliable.
Sound better at least.
Yeah, it does sound better.
See, I just didn't want to take the joy out of like driving it every day. Now when I get in it and I drive it, it's like wow.
Every single time.
I drive a flat six. Oh my god!
It's not a flat six.
Oh,
it's a slant four.
Oh, it is.
It's like a phone boat.
Yeah,
it's
before they did, you know, all the cool things.
It's not even the slant four turbo, man.
No, it's just.
Yeah, but
I don't
okay,
have 30 grand.
That's what I was about to say. Like, literally. Literally?
Oh, of course it's
okay. Literally
asking.
Going.
Why
yeah, just,
would
I got a Porsche.
An 80s automatic? No.
Reach down for the clutch pedal and you're like.
There's nothing there.
I mean, yeah, I guess to be fair, who would ever want to drive an automatic from the 80s?
Right.
Like, that's.
I mean. It doesn't
know
matter what
it is.
Automatic
you
Miatas,
know,
but you
it's
know.
Not a wonderful car.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
I mean, technically, it's an early '90s Miata, so it is an automatic from the '80s. Anyways, moving on.
I can't get the taste out of my mouth.
Car
Turbo 400s have been around that long.
Turbo 400?
Yeah.
Since when?
Have been around since the '80s. They've been around for fucking ever.
Turbo
350s, Turbo 400s, out of the Chevy.
The Chevy.
Yeah,
okay,
like 3
yeah, you're
and
right.
4 speed trans.
Okay.
Like
so, yeah, that's
you
the
You modify them
the...
and they're, like, unbreakable.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, fair
still,
enough.
But, I mean, we're talking about
that's the transmission that they send to Monster.
Out of a Porsche.
They send those transmissions to Monster, and then
yeah.
they put them on Monster
trucks. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Nothing wrong with those.
Yeah.
We're talking about an automatic out of Porsche from the
yeah. Ew. All the gears are rubber.
Well, I mean, you're what? You're
Del
what was rubber? It was you, it had
a rubber centered clutch. So there's no
yes.
springs involved. It's just all the force is just
so
right
it's
in
kind
the
of like
center.
A sprung clutch.
Yes.
But without the spring.
Yes.
Exactly.
No.
That's
you know,
cool.
It's
how does it not
games?
Fucking dry ride on
you? Oh, it totally did.
That's why
I pulled the transmission and I had to replace the clutch. There was just like chunks of rubber like in the bell. You know? I'm like, oh, this is totally what the problem
my
was.
Train
that was a really good burnout, dude.
I know what the problem is.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Instead of my flywheel having clumps of rubber, it had clumps of flywheel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So same.
Subaru.
Same, but different.
Jesus.
Same.
All right, so here is, I want to know a prediction, okay, right? Quote unquote a prediction. Whenever we get to the 32, we'll do that in a little while. But I want to hear what everybody thinks the company that has the most expensive random product
Subaru.
Is. Okay, you know that. You know that.
Yeah, we had a little discussion
yeah.
before the.
So that one's out. Hint, Subaru is the most expensive.
How about this?
But
The second most.
All right,
there we go.
The second most. So, Sean, what do you think, which company do you think has the most expensive non-car product? Car company, right? Ford, Chevy, GM, whatever, right? Any
GM.
Company. GM, General Motors?
GM.
Chevy.
I was thinking of GE.
I got
GM. General Electric.
I work at Best Buy. I got this one.
Refrigerator. The most expensive, and give me a ballpark on what you think that product could be.
Well, like earlier we were talking about the Porsche Huca. That's like, I haven't done a lot of research
right.
into like other products, maybe?
Right, no. Today was the first time that I had actually done research into those products. So, yes.
So,
I
yeah,
can,
no.
Yeah.
No, the like $5,000 Huca or whatever it is. Is
okay.
What would be
the Porsche Huca?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, that's fair.
The Porsche Huca.
I think he chose
Corey.
The wrong one.
Porsche.
We were talking about the Porsche,
watch.
Yeah.
That he has a Porsche three
watch.
Times. Four times.
Do they make it or do they just endorse it?
No,
Porsche makes the watch.
It's just, it's got a movement from, I think it's like Japan. pan or something. It's a quartz movement. It's not worth $17,000. I can tell you that.
No, it's
sure.
It's not. But,
it's just right. It matches the colors that you chose for your car. And
I like my Lightning McQueen watch.
It's like buying a Subaru over a Subaru. It's just the name, so they go down
you,
in price.
Well, so Subaru is what they call the Saab 9-4.
It's 9-3.
9-3X. The Saab 9-3X is literally a stink eye hatchback.
Not stink eye.
Stink eye.
Oh, it's hatchback.
Oh, it is a Hawkeye. You're right. It's a Hawkeye, but a hatchback.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the arrow.
Sexy.
Oh, the arrow, yeah.
The
9-5X is a Trailblazer SS.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, well, Trailblazer, and then when you get the
9-5X
arrow,
it's
a Trailblazer SS.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they're half the price of a Trailblazer SS.
It's basically
SS.
Saab was going out of business, and they're like, we will let anyone do whatever they want to us as long as they pay us.
And then literally, they were like,
Subaru's
hey, let me just copy your homework. And everybody said, yeah, here you go.
just
make it a little different.
It was like
welcome back to the ADHD podcast.
All right, back on track. What do you think is the most expensive company?
Go fuck yourself.
With the most expensive
We're literally
product.
Known for our tangents. And it just takes him saying the ADHD podcast once. We're like,
yes,
back on track.
But the issue is that we have... If I could count...
You're not on track!
Get
off track!
Okay, you're right. Most expensive product, which company, and
getting
what
off track.
Do you think?
I told him to go off track, and he goes back on track.
I know, right?
I'm going to say... Rolls-Royce.
You think Rolls-Royce makes the most expensive product?
Yes.
Okay.
An extra
what do
umbrella.
You think that is?
I know those are expensive.
Yeah.
I know. Umbrella?
The spare umbrella that has
the
Rolls-Royce logo
on it.
Stores
in the door.
Not even the luggage.
No.
I'm pretty sure the umbrella costs.
You think it's the umbrella?
Yeah.
Okay. How much would you think that umbrella costs?
As much as a down payment on a $300,000 house.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe $30,000.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I want to say it's in like the $12,000 to $13,000 range just for a spare umbrella.
Well, aren't they like platinum plated?
No.
Yeah. No.
The umbrella.
As in like the handle is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The platinum plated handle is.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ryan, what do you think?
Oh, no, just a regular
umbrella. Me about
to
buy Rolls-Royce and return it just to cop the umbrella.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where it went, man.
Sticks it in his Subaru.
Cuts hole in the door of his Subaru.
Yes.
Just to be able to start.
Yeah, but one of those little clicky things so you can click it.
Have you seen what they do, though? It's as the door opens, it deploys it.
No, it just barely enough for you to press the button. It goes bloop.
And then you grab it, and it comes out.
Yeah.
And whenever you
it's
shut
like
it,
it's a button, and it's locked in there, but you press it in, and it just...
Yeah,
and you're like...
It pops out just slightly. As soon as you open the door, it goes bloop, and then you just press the button, and it pulls out.
So what do you think,
suicide
doors?
Did you say plug
game?
It's not... What's
the... Jesus. The plug game costs $20,000.
Bentley?
Bentley is another high-end company
like
that.
Yeah, I think
that.
It might be Bentley.
Bentley's
I
got
a, I don't know if it's more expensive than Rolls-Royce.
Bentley's expensive, but Rolls-Royce is more expensive.
Bentayga.
The whole ass Bentayga.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that there is something that is more expensive than a whole ass Bentayga on this list.
Is it the fucking Subarus?
The Subaru is its own thing.
Okay,
we're not actually
including that on the
list. No, not... Well, it's on the list, but no, not in this context.
And you know what? I'm going to say it's going to be something as stupid as, like, a fucking pen.
A pen? Okay, from who?
Probably Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce pen? Okay.
Are you going with something that they currently have made
previously?
You're not looking at any Ferrari from the 80s back.
If you don't drive them, like, they just sit there.
That's
and they're
fair.
Just, like, fucking...
Alright, what is your guesstimate?
Completely unrelated. How did we miss this news?
This guy's cheating. News? We're not talking about
I know,
news
but like,
right
I was
now.
Looking up the things that Subaru makes just to verify one
God.
Thing.
I literally saw it in an article!
I know. I wanted to verify something about it, but I got onto Subaru unveiled a electric race car with 1,073 horsepower.
There's
nice.
A reason Ken Block switched to Audi.
I know,
for electric
we missed Subaru unveiling.
Did you see he crashed
something
the
that's
Mach-E?
Actually cool
no.
for once?
The Mach-E
crashed.
Like so how fast?
The e-tron.
He crashed into a building. He rolled off the road.
Yeah, how did he crash?
Well, he was coming around a turn, trying to slide into the turn, and it went straight, and just corrected him straight, and he hit the barrier like 60 miles an hour.
Is that the Hoonitron?
No, that's not even done yet. That's his.
That's what I was going to say. That's his car.
And it was a video I saw earlier of him literally crashing the hell out of it.
I mean,
it was only the third take of the video that they were making.
See, as far as money goes, that's kind of like an oof, but like, he was a rally racer. I'm sure he's been in much worse accidents.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like,
Suzuki Grand Vitara.
Oh my god. The Suzuki Grand Vitara is the most expensive thing that any company has ever made ever that is not a car.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was like
some
sort of piano.
Yamaha.
Like a Yamaha. Like $100,000.
I know how much their fucking piano.
You know, we only made one of them. It's made out of complete mahogany, and it's got all this shit on the inside. It's made by Yamaha.
See, that's
something like that.
That's something to what I was going to say. I was going to say BMW for grandfather clock.
Yeah.
Oh, so many different conversations.
Grandfather clock.
Yamaha piano, one that that isn't cruelty free, so like it's literally just a straight elephant tusk.
Well, wouldn't that be cheaper if it wasn't cruelty free?
No, friend. The secret ingredient there is crime.
Yamaha pianos, I think, go for right around $30,000.
There are some that are a lot
something like
that.
There are some. There's some that are collectors.
We only made one of them.
They've got a showroom.
Oh, yes.
They're like
hundreds and hundreds of
They've
hundreds
got a showroom in Tyson's Corner Center that's, filled with these pianos, and, like, some of them are six-digit sticker prices.
That's a car.
That's not even a car.
$700 in rent?
that's not even a car. That's like Lamborghini money on a fucking piano.
That is a small house out in the middle of nowhere of money.
Yeah. I was trying to correlate it to the car podcast.
Yeah. Devin, what do you think?
I said mine.
What? That was not in the middle of our 7 million fucking conversations.
I said BMW is a grandfather clock. I already know it.
Oh?
Yeah.
How much is that?
That's like research. 40.
40K?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's up there.
I looked up the Rolls Royce umbrella, by the way.
$16,000.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
How much is it?
$16,800.
Oh, that's
chunk change for Rolls Royce.
For a $500,000 Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Give
me out
in our spare time. We go steal the fucking umbrellas.
Rolls Royces, and then we go and we freaking we just. Oh my god! We're boosting umbrellas. Holy shit! I give it to you cheap, $15,000.
Instead of copping the copper out of houses, we steal the platinum off them.
You can't take the badges anymore.
I mean, at this point,
it's like,
they even
just
do that take on
the
cat.
They go, and they just tuck into the hood when you go to grab the Rolls Royce badges.
And just take the cat out of it.
Fine. You sneak up on it?
Yeah, the amount of palladium that's underneath of a fucking Rolls Royce.
Well, no, so you guys, when Carrie and I went to go look at the Audi, you saw the fucking massive catalytic converter on that 100%. Thing.
That's why you
Holy
buy straight
shit.
Pipes, you make it sound good, and then you sell the fucking exhaust for more than what you bought the straight pipes for.
Right. Well, Volkswagen, the GTI had four cats on one downpipe.
I know. That was like
emission scandals will make you do crazy things.
Okay,
that was prior to the emission scandals.
You take it off and you put a catalyst
doing crazy
on there
shit.
And it spit flame.
Yeah,
they were already doing crazy shit, and then they're like, "Yeah, but what if we like just didn't? What if we just like took them all off and then say that we didn't?" All
right. So now that we have established what everybody's predictions are.
Back to the ADHD podcast.
We're back on track. Shut up.
We
can fix that.
If you,
did you
had
have Ford
to buy
a power washer,
I did know that.
Ford makes a power
washer. I
did
know that. If you
it's
had
expensive.
If you
and
had
it
to
doesn't
buy,
fucking work.
Right? It's a Ford. It
comes with shoes as well.
Walk home.
It comes with a little, Honda power washer on the side just in case it doesn't run.
Fucking Honda generator. Alright, so if you had to buy a product from one company to rep for the rest of your life, what is that one company that you would buy a product for? An overpriced product that you know is way more expensive than the materials used to embroider whatever badge is on it.
Oh, and so this has to be a car company or just a brand?
No, a car company, right? Okay, so you go and you were like, I want a Subaru jacket. And Subaru's like, it's $500. You're like,
well, I guess I
have to buy it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Am I being sponsored by them every time I rep this product? No.
No, you're just choosing to be stupid.
I bought this jacket. This is my company.
That's easy.
At this point, you're just choosing to be cognitively disabled.
Fair enough.
Devin, what is yours? Honda. Okay, next. It's
a prelude hat.
It's a prelude hat.
He's just
straight
up tattooing prelude
across his forehead. How much would you pay for said prelude hat?
I don't think I'd spend more than 30.
Okay, that's a fair amount.
Yeah.
But if it was a nice embroidered custom hat to whatever you wanted, exactly how you wanted it, would you pay $200 for the hat?
No.
Right.
I go 50 max.
Okay, that's fair.
And then it's too much.
That's fair. Ryan?
I used $375,000.
What?
Wait, hold on. What?
It's a Toyota yacht.
I knew it. I called that shit.
Toyota makes yachts.
So does Lamborghini.
Wait, and do trains. I have to wear it?
Lamborghini also.
Toyota apparently makes trains.
No. You don't have to wear it. You can any item that is purchasable from that company.
Can I change my order? My prediction?
No, fuck off.
You can buy a house from Toyota.
Yeah,
you can buy a boat from Toyota. You can buy trains from Toyota.
I should have changed it to Lamborghini yacht.
Ow.
Because the Lamborghini yacht's like $1.8 million.
Forklifts, Dad.
Toyota forklift.
Boom.
Yep, that's fair.
I can move anything. I move my house across the yard. If
with all those Toyota forklifts.
An army of RC Toyota forklifts.
Just put them up, make the blades really sharp. Just...
Jesus Christ.
Spin around in circles.
Fuck a Claymore Roomba. We're rolling with an army of Toyota forklifts.
We all forklift certified. You already know how many.
The viewers could watch Corey's hand gestures to depict his imagination of an army of
apocalypse. You just turn them into blades and spin in circles.
So anyways, what we're doing is we are you can turn the light on, that's fine.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to the ghost. I'm talking to the
poltergeist. Yeah, you can turn the light on, it's all good.
Right, you're not gonna go to the rest of us?
Ryan's turn and then Corey was like forklift.
So the Subaru.
So what is your brand that you are?
The one car brand to rep for the rest of my life.
You're spending way too much money on whatever this leather Ferrari jacket is.
I think I might have to go with Rolls Royce, honestly.
Rolls Royce?
Because at least I know that it's going to be like, you know,
quality. Okay, fair enough.
So,
and then whenever you have a Rolls, like if you have a Rolls Royce jacket,
$50,000 oil change.
But if you
hold 16 quarts of oil,
I mean,
in the small motors,
it's a company that doesn't tell you how much horsepower it has or how fast it is, because their answer is always just it's enough.
Yeah,
and that's it. So
that's kind of the point.
How much oil does it take? Enough.
Enough.
You can buy like 4 or 5 of those 5-gallon things.
Yep.
You know those barrels of crude?
Yeah.
You might need a few of those.
Those are like, I think a barrel of crude oil is like, what, $1,000?
I mean,
that's pretty.
They used to be like $30 a barrel.
Well, no, they just reached $4 a gallon.
Yeah.
$4.30, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's up to $4.30 now. No, not a gas. $4 a gallon of crude.
Yeah.
Like just straight crude oil.
There's something dead about looking at crude oil that makes me want to drink it. I don't know.
Jesus. There's something about looking at crude oil really that just gave me a raging freedom boner.
It looks like Kool-Aid. You're just like...
See what people
your
don't
bowel
know
movements are like that fast. Just eat.
Oh my god!
When you're birthed, you're given a handgun and a barrel of crude oil.
America! Alright, so Ryan, Ryan the second. What would you, what
no,
brand would you
third.
Rep?
What brand would
he's
I rep?
He's Ryan first, because he's the older.
Yeah, but his name is Devin in the podcast.
He's the honorary Ryan.
I'm the honorary Ryan.
Honorary
you,
Ryan.
Yeah, because you can mix and match the letters in my name to spell Ryan.
Yep. And that's why he's an honorary Ryan. Get it right.
I don't care. You're Devin, you're Ryan the first, you're Ryan the second, because it's in operating order. Ryan the second.
Why is he messing with the high mind?
He is messing with the high mind. The high mind about to jump.
Get Ryok.
Yeah, get
Ryok. I mean,
look at this non-Ryan. Come on.
What a
trying to tell us
Ryok. I can get Ryok, R-E-Y-O-C.
What car company would you choose to rep for the rest of your life?
Do you mean besides the amazing quality of the Fat and the Furious products?
Oh, hey.
He's plugging shit that we don't even have.
Don't worry about it.
Someone
yet.
Comes
buy
back
our
stickers online now.
We don't have stickers. Literally have nothing.
If you look for
rep.
Fat and Furious,
don't
merch,
worry. 2 years
you
from
what,
now,
don't.
Viewers are going to come
tell
back to the
what,
podcast
if,
and hear that and be like, "Bet I'm going to go buy some
if
stickers."
If we get a solid 100 views on at least one video, on one,
so I would just like a no one.
I will make a couple stickers.
A couple, okay.
For us to see
how they
last.
As long as they're vinyl, they'll last forever.
I have an infinite amount of vinyl.
Do you have a Kirk cut though?
Yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he? He works. He works for
the
city
out.
Making
okay.
signs.
All right, I was
and
talking
the
about
signs.
Personally.
The signs alone are guaranteed to last 30 years.
Did you just blow it from stupid?
The vinyl.
I thought he was talking about like he personally has.
No, the vinyl on them is guaranteed to last 30 years.
I know. I don't know if I want to throw that on a car.
Well, I mean,
you
it's
throw
a
it on
vinyl.
Window, it comes off with a little. Pss, pss.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I was
vinyl.
Just talking
it's
about
not. It's not like
that's
sticker. No, no.
Okay.
You wouldn't use
it's
that.
Not that sticky.
Okay. Cool.
So going
but
back
it does
to
come lock.
Me.
Yeah.
Subaru.
I don't want to know. Okay.
Viewers, you do not want to know what just happened. What car company?
I'm also trying to, I'd rock some Rolls Royce shit, but honestly,
you want a Jeep.
Oh
Jeep
my
slander.
God.
Jeep slander. Yes.
Dude, Jeeple are the worst.
They are.
Jeeple?
Jeeple.
That's what they're called.
Hey, man.
Oh, you can't diss
there's a reason
like
that our Lord and Savior's name is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
There's not a P in Jesus, okay?
So he's got one, point. Doesn't he?
Jesus.
Comes in at some point.
Jesus
Christ. Woo! Hold on.
Alright, Ryan, who are you choosing?
And we just offended the Christians.
Sorry.
I think we've hit every religion at least in one episode
least.
Or another.
Okay.
If everybody has their Fat and Furious offensive bingo cards out.
Yeah. I'll probably say, fuck it, why not Subaru?
You can go Subaru.
Fuck it, why not? Okay. I've invested this much into my
he's
Subaru. He's
going to be an ambassador.
Right.
Subaru ambassador.
Every ambassador's like, I'm better than everybody.
I'm waiting on Subaru to
and all they get is
like,
all they get is like stickers.
Amb-ass.
Amb-ass.
Are you calling me an asshole?
You're still an
no, he's just saying that you got that dumpy dog.
But
Corey,
other Ryan has dumpy.
Corey is Toyota. Moving forward.
Hey, moving forward.
You see what I did there?
Toyota.
Moving forward.
I don't get it.
That's their slogan.
Oh, y'all are fucking retarded.
Like Subaru.
Not with today's gas prices. Am I right, friends?
Stuck inside the road. Blownhead gaskets. What was that Subaru tagline, right?
On a tangent,
expensive
one of the Subarus in the yards runs.
And it's mine!
And it's Ryan's! Well, he did do that.
Always blowing heads.
Anyways, Corey, what would you buy from Toyota for a ridiculous amount of money?
Oh, it's
honestly,
that's what makes
for something that's way more
should,
expensive just because it has a Toyota
you
badge.
You should just buy
on
a
it.
Minifigure Toyota, but
there
it's
you
made
go.
By
yeah.
a Toyota.
Toyota makes sewing machines. I didn't know that.
I did.
Yard art. That's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
yard art. Fuck off.
Ooh.
You know what I would buy?
What's that?
Car.
Ukraine monster. Jesus.
Christ. Love from another continent. That's what makes a Subaru. Oh, that's a miss.
Oh no. So anyway, foreshadowing.
I would probably buy a Toyota house.
Toyota house.
It's way more expensive because it has the Toyota badge on it?
Yes.
It just says Toyota just
across the front of it.
It's the TRD edition, dog. I got the best one there is.
It's like their penthouse or something.
The TRD Pro house.
Yes.
It's just, it's literally just a trailer but with like off-road.
Yes.
It's not a single wide.
It's a double wide.
It's a double wide with King Racing suspension all the way around.
Yeah,
oh
that
my
way you can race
God.
Your house.
5-inch Nitto trail grappling.
Yes, dude. So what actually turns a house into a Toyota house?
Toyota sells it.
Toyota manufactures the house
and then sells you the kit to build their house.
I mean,
or they build you their house and say, here.
Fuck you, my house has skid plates.
Okay. So think about it like this, though. Like you can buy a shed and have
shed.
It delivered.
So
apparently,
they've been making houses
since 1955.
Well, yeah, no, modular houses have been around for a fuck ton of time.
They were super popular in the 50s.
They've been making condos and a bunch of other... Oh, they make...
I love condos.
They make... a part of the houses
Fat
section here
inferior.
Is bomb bunkers.
For the Subarus.
I love how they still don't understand.
Yeah, no, they don't understand and they won't until we get to the 32. Alright,
oh,
Sean,
God.
What would you buy from a car company of your choice that is ridiculously overpriced just because it has the company badge on it?
I would probably just go with like a full motorcycle racing suit with Ducati, just like all
okay.
Over.
Oh, so a Ducati
really
track
nice
suit.
Leather.
Like, and then get on like a Gixxer 400. Like it's on a Grommet in a full blown racing Ducati suit, like with the spine,
the exoskeleton.
Yeah, the exoskeleton down the back. He's like
an actual race
GT
doing 30 miles an hour,
just all the way on the ground, dragging knee on a Grom.
Sounds nice though. That's
Grom.
It sounds pretty cool.
Jesus Christ!
It's got the fucking ultra wide rear tire too.
They just single swing arm your Grom.
Oh my god.
with a Busa tire on the back.
There
for
you
no
go.
Reason.
It won't even spin the tire.
It doesn't move
at all.
Oh no.
I'm just making the sounds of walking it.
It doesn't have the power.
It sounds like Justin in the mornings.
Oh my god.
He goes out to his car, sits down. Nyee! Oh shit, I blew the head gasket.
Oh, fuck off. Again.
Why is it overheating again?
I just let it overheat on the way home.
It only happened.
Why do my
twice.
Head gaskets go bad? No, I because the motor had 240,000 miles on it. That's why.
But you were like, oh, look at that. It's overheating, and the car is running. I'm like, what are you doing?
We're doing fucking 90 miles an hour down a hill.
I was booking it down a hill to keep air moving through the fucking radiator so it didn't just go straight to hot. I was moving one day.
But it was still climbing in temperature.
Yeah.
Did you have the fucking heat like all the way on?
Yeah, dude, no. We were blasting everything to keep the motor cold.
It was like 80 degrees.
Except Freebird. Yeah, Freebird was not.
That was your problem.
That was the issue. It didn't have any gas in it. That's the issue.
Got no
gas. Because Frank Justin actually replaced his coolant with gas.
I would say that
with gas.
With oil.
Get it right. Because I had gas.
No, that was Devin. Devin put oil
don't
in his...
Don't let me look at
milkshake.
He put oil in his trans fill stick.
No. What the fuck?
Don't at me like that.
He literally had to buy a whole ass new transmission for a car. Poor Fraley.
Don't at me.
That poor Fraley.
When was this?
That was when it was in California.
Oh, I totally missed all this.
No, this was like 2 or 3 years ago, bud. This was a while ago.
I've never had a car before.
And yeah, I had the oil light come on. I was like, okay.
I can do myself.
I'm just going to add some oil.
It's like the chick that opens her hood and takes the oil and just goes.
Everybody's like, yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys how Kara got me with that one time?
Yes.
We were fucking driving back. Or no, we were driving up to her family in West Virginia. And we pulled over to the sheets. I'm like, hey, I need to get some windshield fluid, but I also need to use the bathroom. Could you just, you know, take my car and get some windshield fluid? She's like, yeah, sure, I got it. So I go to the bathroom. I get a text message from her 2 minutes later. Hey, I think I put it in the wrong hole.
It's the one with the little oil.
I bet you said that a few times, huh?
It's never the wrong hole, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
It's just when you do it.
Anyway, moving on. So she's like, I think I put it in the wrong hole. It's like the one with the little, it looks like a little oil, like a little, like, genie lamp, right? And I'm like, please tell me you did not put windshield washer fluid in oil. And she's like, I don't know. I don't think I did. And I'm like, I'll be right there.
They're like literally like an hour and a half away.
No, I was like, wipe my ass. And she goes, I was just fucking with you. I'm not that stupid. I'm like,
all right.
Here you go. I'm having a panic attack. My blood pressure's like through the sky.
I still owe $11,000 on this car. We're 2 hours away from our destination and 2 hours away from home. Yeah, all right. Damn. You got me.
Just driving home anyways.
It's a detonated eventually.
Just add enough oil to counteract it, man.
I mean, if it was a Toyota, it wouldn't have mattered.
If it was a prelude, it would like,
yeah. If it was a prelude, it wouldn't care.
Prelude did care with lack of oil.
All I'm saying,
I guarantee you, it didn't even touch VTEC when it had no oil in it. Because VTEC is oil activated.
Yeah, it's oil pressure.
He's like, no VTEC at all. Just revving the car up.
No, I was about 4,000, so I was almost there.
It was
there.
Before VTEC.
Yeah, it was right before.
All I'm saying is that if you go ahead and just, you know, premix some oil where your coolant's supposed to be in a Subaru, you're just going to cut out the middleman. Because eventually it's going to be there at some point. So,
right?
At least you don't have to mix oil in our gas.
I'm gonna be completely honest. So for mine, right, because we haven't made it all the way around the table yet without getting into another goddamn fucking tangent. Mine would be HKS.
Why?
Because I'm a Japanese tutor
boy. So you can look like a phone cup from the
1990s. Yes.
Literally a Super Street magazine. Yeah, walking around.
I would probably, I'm going to be honest with you. My boy Devin over here hooked me up with a air filter that is way too damn expensive for what it is.
HKS doesn't make cars, they just make car products.
Your boy Skinny Penis.
They have cars.
It's your boy Skinny Penis.
There is not an HKS branded car.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
What car?
100%. It's a GTR.
Yeah.
Okay, that is that HKS personally bought 30,
but it's a Nissan
built
GTR.
Yeah, but it's a
it's not HKS GTR. Okay, it's an edition. It's an HKS edition.
No. They literally bought
HKS
these cars,
GTR.
Did everything to them, and then sold them.
Yes.
Like, HKS manufactured all this shit for it. They basically just took the GTR and was like, all right, we're going to scrap all this.
Have you seen the HKS 26?
No. It's not an edition.
Yeah.
It's not an edition. They bought them, redid almost everything on them, and then resold them as an HKS GTR.
Yes.
They were like a couple, it was like 30 R32.
So it's like Shelby.
Question.
Point.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
a little bit
Shelby. Yeah.
Topic.
Yes.
Besides BMW and Subaru.
Yeah.
Has there been vehicle companies that made like weapons?
Yes.
Saab.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
Toyota.
What
is Toyota?
Every single company you can think of has made. I will give you one off the list. Ford made the B-24.
Yeah, they made a bunch of planes and shit like that, right?
So did General Motors.
Yep.
During World War II, most automotive companies, because they already had the assembly lines, transitioned.
Wasn't the Mustang
the original Mustang?
Wasn't that Ford made, and that's why we have the Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah. The P-51 Mustang.
Mustang. What was it? Volkswagen made tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that one.
I said
BMW, but I was thinking
a W16
tank.
Well, I mean,
yes. Turbos. Oh, God. Bugatti motor.
Their symbol is, BMW symbol is
the prop. The front prop spinning.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
That's what the BMW logo is.
Over a sky, yeah.
It's the half blue, half white, so white, white, blue, blue.
Submarines?
Yeah, BMW made submarines as well.
That's
just one I did not know.
Well,
props don't just mean airplanes. Submarines too.
Alec Baldwin joke. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't shoot me, please.
Sorry.
You said props. Get it?
Come on.
Props don't just mean non-lethal.
Jesus Christ.
So all right. He didn't kill himself? Is that what that joke meant?
That's what I heard.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Alright, I think it's time to move into the list.
I can't wait for Ghislaine Maxwell to figure out that she committed suicide.
What? Jesus Christ.
That's a fuck.
Oh,
that's crazy.
No. Alright, are we ready to move into the 32?
What happened to Betty White? See what she hears on him.
That wasn't the 32.
Betty White wanted to fight in his own realm.
Betty White wanted to fight death in its own realm.
She's a creepy bitch.
Oh my God.
Hey, what's the difference?
Hey, wait, hold on.
Betty White got a promotion.
Pause. What's the difference between Paul Walker and Betty White?
No.
Paul Walker hit 100 before he died. I mean, I was going to make a Lord of the Rings joke, but...
Oh, my God!
So, my question was, though, if she goes to fight death in her own realm, does that mean that she comes back as Betty the Grey? She's already Betty the Black.
Betty the Black.
Betty! Oh, back is Black Betty and Sam Lula! It's foretold in the songs!
It has been
Simpsons
foretold.
Has to have an episode on this, right?
Holy shit!
Because she's already Betty the White,
Simpsons
so what
over
can
here.
She do after
write that down, write that down! Write that down!
Holy fucking God. Who is it? Sabaton that makes albums that makes albums based on current events?
History, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the Return of Black Betty.
You see next week the fucking
Sabaton's
wife
might
Black
be having
she just comes out of the sky
oh, no.
Like
it's
just with Black
Betty
playing behind her.
Yeah, but not the Ram Jam version, the Spider Bait version.
Oh, yeah.
The Spider Bait version.
It's gonna be
so
that fucking meme of, you know, grandma dropping back in from the gulag.
Oh. Falling out of the sky in the fucking wheelchair.
Black Betty's playing in the background.
Holy shit.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited now.
Oh, she would be in a wheelchair, though, so she would just be free-falling.
She would just be free-falling.
She would just lose titties hitting her in the face.
Just lose her dentures.
No, nah, her titties are her parachute.
Yo, I can't wait for the new Betty White DLC to drop.
Does she come back young, or did she come back as old as she was?
As old as she was.
As old as she was.
No, that's the point. She could choose... the age that she comes back
she's back in her prime and starts selling porn.
Exactly.
She's
no.
Betty the Black.
Yeah. I got it.
Does she come back black?
No.
What?
And now there's the racist joke.
Next. Moving on.
No,
the 32. No.
So Betty White.
No.
It was not a racist joke. It was a racist, like, inquisition. Like, he's curious.
No one expects the racist inquisition. What is this episode?
It was an honest question.
Oh my
Betty
God.
White, she comes back from death. Betty Black.
Oh. Yes, but maybe she just has black hair, Corey.
I was thinking.
I mean, maybe she pulls
like
a Paula Deen and just says the N-word on her TV.
Because she killed death, as Sean said, she becomes death. That's why she's Black Betty.
I am become death.
Could you see Betty White come and be like, "It's your time, hun." Like, okay, damn it.
Whatever you say, Betty.
Okay.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
I like how you want to be able to tell her no, because
yeah, exactly. You just be like, "I don't want to die yet. That's too damn bad." All right.
Queen out here back up fight
for Betty the Black.
I think it's time. I think it's time for the 32.
The fucking loot is rolling around in the backyard right now.
Let's go.
Is he driving? Yes, I just saw it.
Dude, it's so nice.
Hold on, wait.
Do you hear it?
That
You can hear it.
No, not the speakers. The exhaust.
No.
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 Okay,
no,
he so
put the exhaust.
He already
yeah,
put,
he already
on.
Put
yeah.
the old exhaust back on for
oh,
the third
great.
Time.
Great, okay, yeah.
For the
third
time.
The third time.
Time.
So for those of us who don't know,
just testing the
we're putting, we've got a whole NVIDIA exhaust system for the Prelude.
Jesus.
We've got a whole speaker system and all that stuff for the Prelude. We've been working on
BC
that for
racing
the past.
Coilovers.
BC Racing coilovers, yep.
Can you hear the subs?
We got a, yeah.
They'll probably be able to hear it.
We got all of that done in about 2-3 days. But the headers for the exhaust haven't showed up yet. We ordered them 3 days ago, next day shipping, and they're still not here. They just shipped today. So
did you get your money back or not?
I'm sure he got the money back somehow. He was on a warpath today.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
man.
I would have been, bro.
He was on a warpath today.
You pay an extra $50 for next day shipping. You get that shit back.
But,
Speaking of Chester, you know what I'm
Has Dad been on the podcast?
Yeah,
he was in the Sweeney Belt episode.
Oh, okay,
in the very,
sense.
Very
right.
beginning, like episode 5, I think. Season 1, episode 5.
He was talking
5.
About how he's building his son's Subaru.
Yes, both of them. both of these cars are
All
Daddy's.
All three
boys.
Of them?
All three of them?
Oh, shit.
I mean, technically, my car was the bank's money, but...
The purchase price, yes.
All right. So, I mean, I was doing the math. The only thing that we bought for it is a motor.
So far.
The only thing.
The only thing that we have bought for this car is the motor.
Gasket kit?
I bought the gasket kit.
Exhaust?
Gasket?
No.
We'd only
you
use...
You bought the block gasket kit. You
yeah,
did
but
not
we didn't
buy...
do anything else for the
We
motor.
Have taken so many gaskets out of the overall gasket kit that he bought.
I thought we couldn't use any of them.
No. We used like 7 or 8.
Jesus, really?
Yeah. Out of the intake manifold gaskets, the turbo gasket that bolts onto the downpipe, the exhaust manifold gaskets, none of that came in your kit. Yours was literally a set of head gaskets, and that's it.
Let's do the 32 now.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
Welcome back to another episode of the AGH Bobcat.
What was that?
This is the
AGH Bobcat.
All right. So we have 32 items that are ridiculously expensive just because they are branded as such. Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of Ryan's Having a Stroke.
Next, we have...
What
do we
start
off?
Which one you would rather have?
Okay.
Which one is more expensive?
Okay, so you are... Because we have the prices. Right, I literally wrote the prices down. This is which one would you rather buy for the money?
Okay.
Round one, we have a Corvette ring in stainless steel.
Ring?
Yep, like ring.
A finger ring.
Cock ring.
For $155.
Wait. So we're doing which one we would rather buy?
For the money, yes.
For what, $155?
I figured we just do, which is the most ridiculous at this point, because...
Well, I mean...
I would rather buy
matter.
The Subaru, because I think that's the most bang for your buck.
Oh, my God.
Jump off a bridge.
I've literally been alluding to this whole episode.
Jump off a bridge and
then
have a Toyota
Yonder. No, if they don't know yet, they're gonna.
It's good. Yeah, you're gonna
like,
know. You're gonna know. All
right. Would you say you're luxury looting?
So they're used to making... So they're used to making exploding stuff, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
That would explain. So I would say which one you would rather purchase for
again.
The money.
Again.
Because you personally don't have the funds to purchase the
I
item that is not for sale.
I don't have the funds to purchase anything on this list. Let's be real.
Right,
I'm
but
saying,
it's
like,
which one would you rather own?
Again.
Like, for the money, could
yeah.
you see buying the Corvette stainless steel ring for $155 or the Rolls Royce massage chair for $8,000?
Massage chair.
Again, it's still going to be the missile.
Well, if you have a guess
now...
Not
necessarily. Why would you want that? Honest to God.
Oh, hey, look. It's
I
the next...
I have an ICBM.
Next.
Okay. You're just going to get no-knocked and they're going to take it from you.
Watch them try to take an ICBM.
So...
One. You have
yeah.
one.
Yeah, you have
so
an ICBM.
So you take
ICBM.
Out a 5-man squadron and then they send 100 after you.
No, I'm just saying, like, watch them physically try to take it. Like...
Yeah, but the issue is
let me
that
just bring a crane to take this ICBM.
They lock you in jail and then they take it by force. And then they allow
then
you
they
back
actually
to your house.
Do bring a crane in, knock your house down, and
I'm
lift
just,
it out.
Yeah, exactly.
I would still rather have it and just Dr. Evil that bitch.
All right, so anyways.
For 20 seconds.
Next up on the list,
Why
round two, is the Subaru Intercontinental Ballistic Missile. Yes, you heard me right. The Subaru Intercontinental Ballistic Missile ICBM, not for sale, but it was made.
Anything
or
for sale.
Or the Lamborghini know. Boombox speaker for $21,000.
Boombox.
I think
I'd
go with
Boombox.
ICBM.
Dude, Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Come on.
It
you
is,
know that that is not a cheap sound system.
Yeah, it is a...
You just put that in the back of the Prelude. And
exactly.
You
so hear me out.
It's just a boombox.
No, it's not.
I know it's not. We've looked at
it's an Aventador
yeah.
rear end that they have added speakers to and sell as an Aventador rear
so
end.
So it's that big?
Yes.
Oh, yes, so 100%. We attach it to the Prelude.
100%.
Speaking right. of sound system, Alpine, shout out.
Love you guys.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Yeah. Okay. The Lexus hoverboard.
Love you.
Because Lexus makes a hoverboard
yep.
For $10,000. Or the Buick Hellcat tank. For
$225,000.
Tank. Rolling around in Bertha, you know, killing citadels.
Infidels.
Okay.
Killing buildings.
Killing buildings with my Buick Hellcat.
I mean, why not both?
All right.
Same.
The Corvette Pandora beads for $80 each.
I don't like the word beads.
I agree.
The way you emphasize beads made it
right.
Well, right. No, what I'm saying is like those. The Pandora beads, like they're literally just like little charms that go on your bracelet. They're $80 a piece.
I mean, that's just a normal Pandora
to
bracelet.
Say,
price.
To say right. That, but I mean, that's what I'm saying is that okay. it says third. Fucking Corvette on it. Why would you buy it?
Because there's some
maybe she's from West Virginia, okay?
You're right.
Yeah,
my granddaddy owned a Corvette once.
I was
going to
say, there's some 6-year-old white dude that would totally buy it for his grandbaby.
6-year-old white dude?
60-year-old.
Okay. or the Lamborghini Tractor at $170,000.
Tractor!
Oh,
have you seen their tractors?
Yeah, they're fucking nice.
Yeah. That was what they started making.
All right,
they still make
it. I know.
Said,
that was
they're amazing.
That was the origin of their company.
Yeah.
Was the tractor.
Okay, so here's where things get weird. Okay,
control
Bugatti keyring, the ring.
Yep.
Not a lanyard, not anything that hangs off of it. It is a key ring, like the little spread apart one, for $330.
I'll buy it.
Or a bobsled built by BMW. For $24 million.
I'm gonna go with keyring.
Keyring.
A bobsled built by BMW for $24 million.
I don't go bobsledding. I don't know any bobsled.
What, Cool Runnings isn't for you?
Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
Well, you gotta get the Jamaican bobsled team, huh?
God damn it. I didn't think Ray
I said
was
I don't
he
know.
He doesn't fit in it! He can't do it.
Right, gets up and flips the table. Fuck you guys.
It's literally the Team USA.
Yes.
Like that's who makes the bobsleds for Team USA.
Oh, okay.
For
BMW?
Yeah, BMW.
BMW.
Let's go.
I mean, it's a 24 Chrysler nowadays.
What?
German made.
Fiat.
Oh yeah. Fiat. Fair enough. So everybody says the Bugatti keyring for $300.
Yeah, no, this podcast hits
the bobsled.
Come on, you pull out your keys, and they're like, hey, nice, like, what you got on your keys? And because, you know, I got my little hammer thing on there. I'm like, oh, yeah, don't focus on the hammer. Look at the Bugatti keyring, dog.
Check out, dog. It doesn't even say Bugatti on it. It's just Bugatti. You have to know.
It doesn't even say it on it.
YKYK.
You know. All right. The Ferrari.
Go on Wish and get a ripoff.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
The Ferrari surfboard for $1,700.
Yes. Come with lessons.
Or
a pista.
Or Audi Opoly.
Your pista.
Audi's version of Monopoly for $80.
Audi Opoly.
No.
If we are talking about for the money,
yeah.
Right? Surfboards go for way more than fucking $1,700. So if you're gonna get a surfboard and it's gonna be a fucking Ferrari surfboard, like for the money, that is way better.
But I play Monopoly more.
Okay, but
I'd rather play Monopoly.
See, this is exactly how the podcast goes. You try to use logic, and you're like, yeah, you could sell it for more money, and everybody's like, bouncy ball go on top of mountain. that was like three episodes ago.
Dude, Bugatti has.
cufflinks.
Whoa! Stop! Stop looking shit up. Shot. Maybe they're on the list.
God damn it!
They actually look.
Yeah, nice. What's up?
He said we're getting a Bugatti.
Damn it, Bobby Boy!
Way too expensive.
Bobby Boy shiny.
Or
next.
Pocket Square. That woman is the
Bugatti devil. Pocket Square.
Yes. Do they make a Bugatti pocket pussy?
Alright.
And it's literally...
I'm in.
Alright, next.
Your next level of luxury is here.
Hey, hear me out.
The chassis of
We'll pull our funds together. We'll share.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done
50 pounds.
You just gotta wash
50
that.
Euro or 50
oh, I don't.
Pounds.
Yeah, I know. I tried searching that up on Bugatti's website and they ain't got it, boys. I'm sorry.
Oh, you looked? Oh, thank you.
Alright, a Corvette bracelet for $170.
Oh, gosh.
Or the Ford B-24 bomber for $300,000.
Does the Corvette bracelet come with, like,
does it come with
a testicle cage?
No, it doesn't come with the bombs.
Then
it's just a plane.
Why do I want a plane?
You know what? I'm going for the plane.
Because you don't need a bomb to make explosions.
This is true.
If you had.
They found out. My body is a machine that turns milk into explosions.
No one else heard my joke.
No.
You said they don't need planes to make explosions. I said they found that out in 2001.
Yeah. I looked over at Corey.
Oh! And
I was like, yeah.
So they literally. If you listen through your left ear, you heard the one 9/11 joke. If you listened through your right ear, you heard another 9/11 joke.
And then if you looked at 8:05, I think, on a 9/11 of 2001, you saw the left tab.
Shut the fuck up!
Oh,
oh my god!
Alright.
The left tower and then the right tower.
So, are we all flying historic planes? Or
absolutely.
Are we getting matching Corvette bracelets?
Why do I want a bracelet?
Alright, next. And the Ferrari picture frame for $870. Or the Lamborghini jacket for $890.
Question, the jacket.
Yeah, because if you buy the picture frame, it's only going to be you and your car.
You
your wife will leave you after spending $300 on a picture frame.
No.
The Lamborghini jacket, however, you leave your wife because you're cheating
in
the puss.
You right. Okay.
So hear me out, though.
You
know,
Ferrari
I have a Ferrari
in your Lamborghini jacket.
From Switzerland.
Nice.
Ferrari
watch from Switzerland.
Is it a Hublot?
Why do you mean why don't wear it?
Why don't you?
Why don't wear?
It's at home.
Is
in
it a
Hublot? Case.
Why don't you
okay.
wear?
I don't know. A Rolls Royce watch holder.
Hey, that's me for you.
It is a travel watch holder, so it literally just like clips your watches in place, and then that's it.
It's like a cock post, like
for
dick pics.
For $170.
Make it look bigger.
Yeah. Or a McLaren Racing. Bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. For $12,000.
No. So these bikes are actually
really
cheap. Kind of like that's what they use in the Tour de France.
Yeah, I know.
So it's specialized.
Like the same thing as
an
F1, just overpriced.
Just
not that great
get on
bicycle.
Snap like
a oh, I'm
okay.
sure it's
okay.
a great
no,
fucking
it's,
bike. Actually, I don't know. McLaren build quality.
So literally,
let me ask you this.
Well, no, it's made by Specialized with McLaren because McLaren was in charge of developing all the carbon fiber. But Specialized is known for their bikes.
Race bikes.
Used in Tour de France.
Yes. Okay, let me ask the big boys at the table here.
What, I just don't get to answer?
Yeah, you don't get to answer, I want it.
Okay.
Because we're semi.
I'm over $2. I'm in.
Yeah, same. Would you
are
rather
you
the surfboard or the bike?
The bike.
The bike.
I've done both.
Okay, so which one
what?
Would you? Rather
I would say the bike over
bike?
the surfboard.
What bike?
Is this
bike.
Like a callback?
Yeah, I like the bike.
Yeah, it's a callback.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. The bike.
I'm a big bicycle.
I would use the bike more than I'd use the surfboard.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, fair.
I've been surfing a few times, but I'd still use the bike more.
Wow.
Okay.
Just
like tried surfing
right there.
No. Ben surfing.
Now he
next,
knows how to surf.
Next
so
up,
ben.
Next up is the Honda Unicub, which is a movable chair. You sit on it. It's like literally a single post.
So you're saying like some Wally bullshit.
That you can remote control and drive around from your phone.
This is straight up some Wally bullshit.
Yes.
So it's a fancy wheelchair.
No, it's Wally.
It is a post that you sit on. That has like a comfy like seat ish.
I thought you were just straight up sitting on a post, just
yeah,
just straight up the whole
post. But it's literally like imagine a post that's outside of a building to stop people from driving into the building.
Yeah.
With a comfy seat on top.
Uh-huh.
That moves around on its own from your phone.
Yeah, it's a fancy wheelchair.
It's like a stool on top of a Roomba.
Yes, it's a stool on top of a Roomba. That's exactly what it is.
Nice.
Not for sale.
Not doing that.
Not for sale yet. So I could not find a price on it. However, I don't expect it's going to be cheap, so I would guess probably 8K.
Wait, who makes it?
Honda.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Or a Porsche 911 GT3 RS wing shelf.
The shelf.
Shelf for $4,500.
I want the store.
100%.
No. Shelf.
The
shelf.
You can make a store for yourself, bro.
Shelf.
Like, how are you?
It's an actual GT3 RS wing.
Put it on top of a Roomba and you got the same thing.
Your fucking girlfriend just, like, puts a drink on it with no coaster. You just beat the shit out of it.
I was just about to say the same thing. Now she walks in and takes her purse and flops it around and you're like... Get the shit off of there! Put your keys down! What are you doing? Your keys are just... Oh, oh, no. Match, dude. Oh, no.
Dude, 100%.
I'm Chad move, you do it with the whip.
Alright. The Audi R18 chair, the entire chair is the size of a, it's like the size of like a Lazy Boy, but it weighs 8 pounds.
What? Okay, I'm
8 pounds.
I love it. All right.
Like the rigidity and like comfort.
No comfort. It is size. It is chair. 8 pounds. No comfort.
Wait, it costs 8 pounds.
It's like a curtain.
No. It weighs 8 pounds.
So it's just an Audi Flex.
It's a curtain. It's carbon fiber. It's carbon fiber and titanium.
Okay.
It is literally.
I mean, is it
like
body contoured? Like
nope.
It's
Audi artwork.
It's literally a square.
Oh,
yeah.
Artwork.
No, it's like angled. It basically looks like if you took a Lamborghini Reventon and turned it into a chair.
Oh, Reventon?
Reventon. Because you're drowning in Bussy.
Why Bussy?
Podcast full of dudes, just Bussy.
The
Reventon. If you know...
But
does
you know?
If
that's because it's me.
Watched
I've given it up.
Top Gear, then you know what the Reventon meme is.
Unfortunately, I don't, so let's keep going.
Okay, anyway. the Audi chair or the Lexus sport yacht for $3.7 million.
Why is this even a
Lexus
matchup?
Sport
yacht? I'm going with the chair.
I'm going with the yacht.
What?
Lexus.
I'm going chair.
Dude, a Lexus.
Two on the
yacht.
Chair. We got two
a
on the
yacht.
Chair.
Think about
we
it.
Gotta get a third.
Toyota makes a yacht. All right, let's make it even better and just put a Lexus. Back
Lexus
on it.
Version is better than Toyota.
In every aspect.
You all right.
You don't want chair?
The
cool chair.
I'm in chair.
I'm pretty sure there are even
more
than chairs on the Lexus.
I'm gonna put my nuts on a $3 million yacht.
Okay, it's not a chair. So I can go to another part of my yacht where
I mean,
you didn't put your nuts
I mean,
on.
I guess.
It's not all a chair right, where you go right. dip, and you stand up and you're like, oh. I got to sit there.
And now I got a burner.
I got to sit there. I got a burner.
All right. The Peugeot pepper grinder for $50.
Oh,
yes.
Grind my pepper.
Or Ferrari chess. For $2,000.
Ferrari
chess.
I'm a chess.
Can I eat the pieces?
Well, no, but it's a Peugeot, so it's not going to work.
Can I eat the pieces?
That's not true. You're just
going
to, like,
Peugeot
ride it.
Wait.
It's pretty much just
when
a
you say chess,
do
you mean
it's a
Peugeot?
Like, it's French. It's not.
It's no. It's just a chess board with chess pieces that are Ferrari. So, if I had to guess, it's probably red and carbon fiber.
I'm going pepper grinder.
Something that you're going to use every day? Ferrari chess is $2,000.
I say chess.
Okay, it's the pieces.
Oh my god.
I learned how to play chess in jail.
Yeah,
so I'm down.
Chess.
I like chess.
I learned how to play chess in Navy jail.
But
chess.
Says
in Navy jail.
Chess in
Navy jail.
He only just learned how to play chess, everybody.
Hey, man,
Navy
I'm
jail.
Pretty good. I'll beat you.
In all the rig. Right.
The Porsche towel for $115.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Bugatti hookah for $100,000.
I can't
Bugatti hookah?
Bugatti hookah. For
$100,000.
Take the
Porsche towel to One Life, just get mad pussy.
Because think about it. Who buys all these really expensive ass cars?
That's valid. I
know,
Saudi
but it's
Arabia.
Like,
why are they all about hookahs, though?
I mean,
I know you're right.
They're hookah
like,
fans. They're just hookah right, people.
Justin,
you walk into their house
just
right the as soon as you walk
just
in.
So I could take that Porsche.
Their living room table has a hookah.
I actually have a Porsche drawstring bag at my house.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like $120 that I didn't have to pay for.
A hookah is basically just.
I know what it is. I don't like the word.
Okay.
Hookah.
It's like a hooker.
Don't you
like. From like.
But
what,
you just inhale
the
instead of blow.
Like
beads.
Beads, yeah.
You don't blow.
If you're blowing a hooker.
Oh!
Like,
what kind of
hooker?
Oh,
you're
wrong.
Kind of
hooker. I was saying doing blow, but okay.
Blow with a hooker is not blowing a hooker.
Yeah. Sure. Fair enough. Fair enough.
If you do blow a hooker,
I'm still calling bullshit on that.
I would say $20
to blow.
Wait, but at that point you're paying the hooker $20 to blow it.
No, I'm getting the $20.
No. That makes you
buying
the hooker.
That makes him the hooker.
Yeah.
So wait, no, he's paying $20 to the hooker, and the hooker's like, "Hey, I'll give you $20 if you let me, if you blow me." And he was like,
"I'll take my money."
All right, I'm back for my money.
So it's on credit. Just
put that on my tab.
Oh my god.
I'm going with the towel, I'm
going
to be honest.
I'm going with towel.
I've got a punch card one more time and you get to blow me.
Coming on credit. Back to the Fanfare podcast.
Holy shit.
Coming into debt.
Oh my god.
All right. So does this count for store credit?
Oh no.
I'm going with the towel.
Oh, yeah.
That
way I can clean up after the hooker.
You just have a veteran's discount?
Veteran's discount.
Are you just that good?
Yeah.
Veteran's discount on store credit.
The Toyota House for $250,000.
Toyota House. Okay.
What's your trade-in policy like?
Or
trade-in policy! Is there a newer model I could look at?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Sure. Or, as long as she's over 18, we're good. Or the Dodge Demon RC car for $700.
The RC car.
I want the house.
What was the first one?
The Toyota House for $250.
Is it the TRD Pro model?
It is. Yes. Yeah, we'll call it the TRD.
All right, then the house.
So it's off-road.
I want the house.
Alright.
He's been down the RC car route.
You
know?
You can catch that damn thing on fire and it won't burn down. Alright. The Bugatti.
That house will keep living even without head gaskets.
The Bugatti Razor, like Gillette Razor, for $170.
Like Gillette?
No, it's made by Gillette.
It's made by Gillette.
Wait, made by Gillette.
$170 to have a Bugatti stamped Razor Gillette.
Yeah, it's
Gillette Razor. 100%. Or the Lamborghini all carbon fiber suitcase for $17,500.
That's
100%.
With how much traveling that motherfucker does,
I'd be all over the fucking United.
They'd be like, all right, we're gonna
grab
your luggage
twice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. What the hell?
Here. There's literally nothing in there. He just brought the case.
What is this?
All right.
There's bowling balls in there.
The Porsche bread knife for $230, or the Bentley cologne for $225.
I want the knife.
Cologne. 100%. You want to smell like Bentley, dog.
Sounds...
You don't smell like Hollister.
No
one smells like Bentley.
Unadulterated asshole. So what does Bentley smell like? Is Bentley new car smell?
You can buy a new car smell cologne
for $25. It's 100% waspy country club douchebag.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it just smells like popcorn.
But all right.
Over a bread knife.
You wake up on a Sunday morning.
I can
morning,
kill a dude with a bread knife.
You get up.
I can kill a dude with cologne.
It's just light on fire. It's flammable.
Pour it out.
Yeah, it's alcohol based.
Bugatti bread knife.
It's worse, right? So you pull it out.
When it gets expensive like that, that's how they make cologne.
Oh, musk.
Yeah.
Is what you're talking about. No, that's something different. That's like clams. That's
musk.
It's just bison.
Elon Musk.
Did you know Elon Musk was in an Iron Man?
Hold on.
Yes.
I did, yeah.
He was in the second one.
I totally missed that until I saw it, and I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's coming on stage like, oh, Elon, hey,
Daddy.
We'll get lunch.
Dad?
I
would say the clone.
Really?
Why didn't you put the tequila on there? That's the perfect thing.
I would go with the cologne. I want to smell like Bentley, dog. I don't want to be like, I have a bread knife. It says Porsche. Use it once and you put it away.
What are you, knife or cologne?
Worn leather, asshole, and pop collar.
Cologne.
How about you?
Cologne
or Porsche knife?
Porsche bread knife.
That's a split, is it?
No, I'm going
that's
cologne.
4v2.
Oh, you switch up to cologne.
You bastard.
Fuck you.
You bastard.
Oh man, I'm normally on point with these.
All right, next. We are moving into round two.
Let me get that.
We are moving into round two. Does anybody have a prediction as to what goes forward?
Nah.
What
the key ring
wins? I'm gonna say
E-ring wins.
The Buick tank.
The
Buick tank wins.
The house.
The house wins.
I don't even remember.
Which house?
The house always wins.
I don't get that.
Everybody's
so is it a full house?
Yeah, full house because, yeah.
But is it our house in the middle of the street?
No, it's welcome to my house.
Keep it rolling.
This is getting worse.
All right. The Rolls-Royce massage chair for $8,000 or the Lamborghini speaker for $21,000.
Why did you put the Lamborghini yacht in
the speaker?
Because we had a Lexus yacht already.
Fucking yacht versus yacht.
Yacht versus
yacht?
Yacht
off.
Yacht.
So take Lexus yacht? Because at least it'll run forever?
Agreed.
But,
dude, can you imagine a yacht run by two freaking LFA motors?
Okay,
not how that works.
Or four
I
of
bet
them?
You. I bet you they're run off of some kind of reactor.
No, they're
yeah,
they're
still run off of motors.
They're not.
They're
yeah, but they're not outboard.
No, they're definitely they're
in
jets.
Yeah,
100% jet. Jet power. Jet motor.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
So you just 2J swap it.
Anyways, back.
2J swap the world, dog.
Just put the exhaust, like, put this huge, like, train turbo on it and just blow the exhaust out, and that's how it moves.
Alright.
Oh my god.
You got little tiny propellers, and then just
Rolls Royce massage chair or the Lamborghini speaker. I say the
massage
speaker.
Chair. Massage chair.
Why wouldn't you want an Aventador rear end hanging up somewhere in your garage?
Really
why wouldn't you
want
to sit down and watch TV in a
big
massage chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not
Royce.
Like it's not like a
chair.
It's not a lazy boy that massages you. It's like one of those massage chairs that you see in the mall.
But it's made by Rolls Royce.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
not gonna
you know
be
gonna
just
be
big knobby metal things going.
Like you know it's gonna be comfortable.
In
like
your back, it's gonna be like.
Like that is
it's
like
it's gonna be like
Chris. He's having sexual issues about
his over here. His titties are getting grabbed.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
It's gonna
so we get that hand motion one more time.
Just all I'm saying is 100% that chair gives you happy.
It's gonna
go
you're getting better for $8,000.
I mean, just I don't know. It looks.
Show me that chair.
No, this is the boombox. It looks less like an Aventador rear end and more like. The rear end of one of those the three wheeled trike things you see.
No.
Oh yeah. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No. I'm going with the massage chair.
Give me the chair.
That all looks right. Sick as fuck though.
The Buick Hellcat tank or the Lamborghini tractor.
Lamborghini tractor.
No. We just found this out. Tractor beats tank.
No. Tractor take tank.
Tractor does not beat tank. Tractor takes tank.
False. No.
What do you mean?
I say the tank. I say the tank.
I'm saying the tank.
I'm
saying the
tractor.
I'm gonna
be like ding 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 ding.
Same as you're not gonna be able to get the ICBM. If you try to shoot shit with a tank, they're gonna come to your house.
Yes.
But you can legally own a tank.
Yes.
You can't shoot shit out of it.
You can't legally own an air to water, air to land missile.
Yeah, but you can legally own a tractor.
You're really strong.
Okay,
yeah.
You can
own a water
missile.
Own either one.
Specifically, target submarines. I have an air to water missile.
It's just
specifically
targeted. It's fucking like Idaho.
It just right in fires.
Like the Mongolian Navy.
Yes, the Mongolian Navy.
It's like nuke testing. They just.
Oh, isn't what's it called? I think it's Tennessee. It's illegal. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's illegal to hunt whales from the top of a car
Idaho.
In Tennessee.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
In Tennessee, landlocked.
Because you had the one dude.
Well,
that
there goes my activities.
All right, Sean. What do you think?
Like, you
is it the
think,
tank
like,
or
been,
the
like, you know,
tank or the tractor?
Launched a
the Buick
or
tank
something
or the Lamborghini tractor?
Well, they're saying tractor here.
Well,
so
there's
hard.
Three.
Tractor.
There's three votes.
If you don't
take
tractor, you're a little bitch.
Oh my
tank.
God!
Hey!
No! And now it's a deadlock.
Nah! Fuck you! I'm rolling
D20. These are literally both the same side.
D20.
Okay. No, but hold on. Let's argue this.
You didn't even call what was what.
Roll off.
Right.
No. Think about all the stuff you could do with a tractor.
Think about all the shit. You could do the same thing with a tank.
You can't.
Why not? You could hook the till to the back of a track to the back of a tank.
Nah, dude, because you realize how fucking
heavy a tank is, right?
Yeah,
okay.
You're gonna crush everything.
Not only will you crush
it, you can't drive on the road.
It
has a track span.
Did you just say how are you gonna drive?
No, I said you're not allowed to drive it on the road.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
Well, it's because of how Florida you are.
No, you're not.
In Florida, you are.
No, our infrastructure is really. Extremely not
tractors
meant
you
to
can
build,
drive
to
on the
road.
How do you
also,
get gas
also,
for your tractor?
You
don't just
tractor.
Drive it to the sheets and
get
gas.
I'm not saying.
What if you break a tread on the tank?
I'm saying you're not allowed to because our roads
okay, well,
are not
are you
going to
buy a $50,000 rear tire for a tractor?
Yes.
What if you shit on your tank?
Four
breaks?
Of them.
You need a fucking.
Why do I need four?
Diesel
one, two,
mechanic.
Three, four. Sometimes there's six. There you go. $50,000 a tire. All my tracks are gonna last for the next fucking 100 years as long as they don't come off the thing or break or anything. Same thing with
tires.
Yeah,
but shit
we're
gonna be doing to it. You're gonna fucking try to LS swap it.
100%. Just put a Buick 3800.
All I'm saying is that I could drive a tractor on the road. I couldn't drive a tank.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, but
unless it's a ripsaw.
No, I like.
Yeah, and where we're located, the Lamborghini tractor. All the fucking rednecks in the area are going to get drawn to it, dude.
Not only that, but you get to have the same kind
of
tractor as Jeremy fucking Clarkson.
I don't want a bunch of truck kick, like,
okay,
truck
okay,
all
let me ask you this.
I'm good.
You own a tractor, I mean, correction, you own a tank, it's on your front lawn. Think about how much more feds are going to look at you. I'm not about that.
Why
especially
do I care about the feds? I'm a law-abiding citizen.
If you want to shoot
That's
it,
crazy.
You have to register it. You have to get a tax stamp and be a incorporated business in order to own.
Fuck, I'm not trying.
I'm a
law-abiding
citizen.
I don't
want to
spend $80,000 on a
firearm.
Is that legal? Those plates level 4A?
Around here, there's no point in owning a $1 million tractor.
What,
what
mean,
is the point in owning a $1 million tractor?
Sell
it for
just to be like, I got a tractor.
What's the point in owning a $1 million tank?
Why are you saying $1 million tractor? It's $170,000.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay, for their cheapest version.
Yeah.
That's still not bad.
Say there are harvesters out there for
$5 million.
There's
also history behind it.
There's history. It's a fucking tank.
All right, so you're not going to say there's not history around the fucking Buick Hellcat tank from World War II.
I will.
Bro, it's already supercharged.
Watch me.
Buick's
there's
supercharged, no. And it's a Hellcat. There you go.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Wine.
All right.
All right, you know what, Sean? You haven't said anything yet. I want to hear your point.
He said
what is your why do you choose the tank over the tractor?
I think he's just doing it out of spite.
He says because Ryan called me a bitch.
That's what it looked like.
I mean, we have voted on stupider things. we have ended this on stupid shit.
If I have the difference between a tank and a tractor, and I'm in like an empty field, I'm not trying to play fucking Farmer Simulator all day.
That's right? Why the tractor does it quicker.
No.
You won't spend all day doing it.
Fuck the farming. Take the tank into town and get everyone
but
else
you
to do
can't.
The farming for you.
But you can't.
There you go.
You can't.
Who's gonna stop you? I'm in a fucking tank.
I'm in a tank and you're not.
The local police department that also has 3 MRAPs.
Please stop. Please, sir. Right over top of the fucking police cars. I'm in a tank and you're not.
I mean, you can literally turn the tractor into a Lamborghini killdozer.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but the Hellcat is already
no.
a fucking
Lamborghini killdozer.
Why would I spend
why?
The money...
Because
buying 3A
and then you lose
armor.
The money value of the Lamborghini tractor because you fucking modified
brand new
and
Lamborghini
the only reason
tractor.
The killdozer was so good is because it was on tracks.
Because
they
it was
shoot,
a bulldozer.
They couldn't take a 50 and go and blow your tires out.
You're Lamborghini
just,
tractor.
And you're not just going to be like blah,
blah, brand new
that's
Lamborghini
a huge
tractor.
Tire. You're going to lean.
All I'm saying is
tank from the 1930s.
Right is what the
yeah, right?
Brand new.
Fucking life, Big Bong.
Fucking life.
See, Ryan is converted to the tank and he didn't even know it. Fucking life, Big Bong.
No, but you made a good point.
Brand
the
new.
Probably
brand
won't
new.
Fucking work.
Brand new Lamborghini tractor. Probably really comfortable Lamborghini
yeah,
tractor.
Yeah, what do you mean
okay.
brand new? Do they
he does make a point?
Yes!
Right now.
Take
yes.
it
to the 1940s.
Okay,
yeah.
No, he does make a point.
Oh, so
it's
are
not
we talking
run.
About...
And it's also
why
gonna take several people
where are you
to
getting
run
this
it.
Yeah.
It's going to take several people to run
it. It'll also take
the
one
tank.
Molotov.
When you just get in a Lamborghini and climb up into a Lamborghini.
Well, you know what? That's
even
more that's even more reason to get the tank. You get all the boys up in the tank, you just fucking roll them out.
Oh, dude, playing magic and killing infidels?
You could
by infidel, you mean your next door neighbor.
Yes.
You're
yelling too loud over there.
Why do you guys keep talking like you're gonna shoot the thing?
Well, what if there was a shell in it when we bought it?
Because you can't!
Because you can't! He's talking about being low money!
This is where we
can.
Got
you
it.
Can,
this is
there's
the
we died on
this,
it.
This is the hill! We have found it! This is our hill!
This is the tractor hill!
I'm
hearing
a lot of
it's tank.
Yeah, exactly.
Actual arguments coming
from the tractor!
So right. I think by default,
I think
by
fucking shit, you just take the tank.
So
like,
we flip. So we flip a coin.
Like,
what do you guys want, heads or tails?
Hey,
hold on.
I don't want fucking Siri to flip a coin.
No. We'll get a guest speaker.
Can you just wait for
a
second?
Speaker.
Yeah, we'll get a guest speaker.
Kevin has just texted us. He said, "Killdozer, my vote." But my question is that the tank, or is that turning a fucking tractor into killdozer?
Dad. Tank! Yes! Let's go!
I'm a virgin!
Go!
But you're here.
I'm adopted.
Oh my
god.
Tank.
God
damn
it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bugatti keyring or Audiopoly?
I cannot believe
you can take the engine
the
out of the tractor and stick it in a car.
Not how that works.
Yeah,
actually,
it is.
No,
that's
all.
Fine. That's
that motor is going to be so big and so heavy that it's literally going to look like...
We're moving forward! We haven't
passed
round two! But again, it's a fucking tank from the 40s.
You got a keyring or Audiopoly?
You lost?
Audiopoly.
I'll go with Audiopoly.
No, just because I don't go with the keyring.
Get the fuck out of here.
Imagine the youth you get out of that key ring.
The B24 or the Lamborghini jacket?
The Lamborghini jacket.
I can
jacket.
Put my Lamborghini tractor keys on my Bugatti key ring.
Oh, dude, you can wear your Lamborghini jacket in your Lamborghini
tractor.
No,
that's what I'm saying!
But you ruined that for us.
I didn't
so
you did ruin
forward.
That.
You were part of the opposition.
I was on both sides, okay?
So that means there was more votes.
You're not Switzerland.
I would just, yes, I am. I would just rather.
They even picked
a side. No. He has a watch from Switzerland. It's okay. He's an ambassador.
It's probably a fucking Hublot. All
right.
If that's the case, I don't want any part of it.
Lamborghini jacket or the B-24 bomber.
Jacket. The bomber.
Jacket.
Fuck Ford.
I'm fucking down with things from the 40s.
I think jacket.
You know, that's
I think the jacket.
That's
fair.
All right.
Jacket.
Jacket. You swayed me with just
thank
that.
Thank you.
McLaren Racing Bike or the Porsche GT3 wing as a shelf?
Wing
as a shelf.
People.
I agree.
The
McLaren Racing Bike or the Porsche GT3 wing as a shelf?
The bike.
Jesus.
Because
Porsche,
I would try to
cry. Porsche GT3 wing as a shelf or a McLaren bike?
Bike.
I would break the shelf.
Yep.
Whoa, I thought that shelf was going farther, dog.
I
really did.
Nah, because I can get a little extra.
Okay,
nice.
You might ride the bike. Lexus Sport Yacht for 3.7 mil or Ferrari Chess for 2K?
I'm saying strategic move,
Ferrari
yacht. Chess. If
yacht.
You can get someone else with a yacht
to
play you in Ferrari chess and they think you're balling, you're providing the image of a baller, right?
It's a Lamborghini
then
underwear.
You can just get their yacht from a game of chess.
Hot.
Hear me out, Devin.
Yacht.
5D chess, but with Ferrari chess boards.
I love 5D
chess. 5D
chess
on your Lexus yacht.
But here's my issue with that.
Yes.
Dude.
It's a Ferrari, so we're gonna go with the yacht.
Hey!
Toyota gang! I didn't get to voice my opinion, but yacht.
Okay.
Thank you.
No one cares about your opinion.
The Toyota House.
The fuck out of my
Ryan
podcast.
Versus Ryan. Ryan.
All I'm saying is,
I
want to
see some hair
over here. Ultra's tractor.
Toyota House or Porsche towel.
Porsche towel. Porsche guy. Die hard.
Or what?
Wait.
I want a
Porsche towel, or. Toyota house.
So
I mean,
what
I'm
saying,
you don't want to put your house on
house?
A pontoon and then pull it with your yacht.
All I'm saying is, Porsche just
you have a Lexus yacht pulling your
I just
Toyota
want you to know
TRD Pro
the way
house.
That the list works. You don't get to have more than one fucking thing from the list at the end of the
all
list.
I'm saying,
you get one thing.
All I'm
it's
saying
nice
is clean up your
about.
Jizz with your Porsche it's towel after fucking your Bugatti hooker.
Or if I own
Porsche
a house, I could just leave it all around.
Porsche towel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or leave it's it on your yacht, whatever.
Yeah.
Lambo, carbon fiber suitcase, or Bentley cologne?
Suitcase.
You can shove your Bugatti what? Hooker in your Lamborghini suitcase.
Shut up.
Suitcase. That was a quick
and then mince them up and throw them in
let's
the
go! Stick them in the truck.
Just run them over with the tractor.
No. We're talking about the Rivian gear channel. How many dead hookers can you fit in the Rivian gear channel?
For real. Oh.
Alright, Rolls Royce massage chair or the Buick Hellcat?
Okay. Rolls Royce massage chair.
Okay.
Fuck the tank.
Audi Opoly or the Lamborghini Jacket?
Jacket.
I was really hoping this was going to come down to chess or Monopoly.
The board game. McLaren race bike or the Lexus yacht?
Bike.
What?
The yacht should have been in the towel. The yacht
honest
should have
to God,
been
if you're
towel,
like,
I'm
going
to
go ride my bike instead of, I'm going to go get on my yacht. You're
that's
insane.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
No, wait, pause.
Stay hard.
This Ryan literally only stays on his yacht in GTA. He's not riding around on a bike in GTA. He's on his yacht.
Smash the fuck out of my controller for 4 hours straight. No.
You know, it's because it's not a McLaren bike.
You got me there.
Okay, alright. So, would you actually fucking ride a bike around San Francisco? Or would you fucking ride on your yacht? You are goddamn right.
Okay, you can only travel within America, Canada, and Mexico with your bike.
Yeah, you got me. We already got the yacht.
Yacht or bike?
He said yacht? Is this exactly what he said?
Alright, thank you.
All I'm saying is,
what if I told you the bicycle costed $12,000?
For the podcast listeners, the response was, what if I told you I could get pussy?
On a yacht.
On a yacht.
You said you're on a bike and you're like, I own the whole road.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that's exactly how it is.
The Toyota house. Thanks.
The Toyota house or the Lamborghini suitcase?
The Lamborghini suitcase.
The Toyota house.
We already talked about that.
It's
a TRD house. Yeah, it's a TRD Pro, dude.
It's a nice suitcase. You can pack up and go elsewhere. Okay. The house is a house.
Do we have a picture of what this house actually looks like?
You know
what?
Just accidentally X's.
Because we keep voting this house, and I still have no idea what the fuck this pop-up house
looks
like.
It's just like a little jack shack.
I imagine it's no bigger than the shed.
Alright, but like that Lexus yacht is hot.
Damn.
Oh, dude, I saw that.
I'm seeing a lot of Winnebagoes on there, Justin.
No. There's oh, my like God. Actual the wood panel houses. Flooring has the Lexus logo in it.
Ooh.
It's so hot.
It's pretty. That bike would have been nice.
I knew it was committing genocide.
Yeah, I'm thinking about practical use. What would
tax
I
fraud. Apparently, I can't find any fucking images for Toyota prefab
house.
Looks
like Toyota's scamming us.
I literally just typed in Toyota house, and then it was like, here you go.
Schematic.
Yes, schematic.
That's
a nice floor plan.
Okay, there you go. Toyota Smile Life Lunch Smart House.
That ain't it.
Lunch? Lunch house?
Is it food?
Smart house.
Just
Toyota home.
Lunch.
Toyota.
Not that?
Just
I'm furious? Where's my lunch?
Right, lunch house.
That's it right there.
It's not that looking.
It's a lunch house.
It's a house.
It's so reliable.
I much prefer a briefcase over that.
That house
really
is so reliable.
It's not even a briefcase. It's a full-ass fucking, like luggage suitcase.
Like it's a checked bag, okay? It's not a carry-on.
You can't put your guns in here.
It's not ballistic level.
You could put
carbon fiber.
It's still carbon fiber.
Suitcase.
Enter. The interior of the Lamborghini yacht just screams, I have more money than I know what to do with.
Nice.
Okay. That is really hot.
Right? Like, it's an actual fucking carbon fiber suitcase with a
little suitcase. Too bad it wouldn't fit in the frunk of an actual Lamborghini.
Yeah, right.
Like,
frunk. I hate that word, too. What is this podcast?
It's the front trunk.
I know what it is.
It's hip.
I hate these words
it's like
that we keep saying.
House or suitcase?
Suitcase.
Okay.
It's a jape.
It's a
jape. A jean cape.
Oh. I'm okay with that, actually.
All right. It's the Buick Hellcat or the Lamborghini Jacket?
The Jacket.
Lamborghini Jacket.
Because I'm on my Lamborghini Tractor.
Okay, but we're about to compare a yacht to a tank if we take the tank.
I don't give a shit. We're
okay,
done with
yeah,
shit.
Let's do the jacket, and then we'll choose the yacht on the next one, and then the yacht will win.
Cool. I think it's going to be an anonymous yacht.
It's not going to be. No one wants a yacht.
I kind of want the jacket.
You all
it's a jacket, dog.
Okay.
And?
All right, it's a jacket.
You know how many hoodies
okay.
they wear?
Tank or jacket?
Jacket.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next up is yacht or suitcase?
Suitcase.
Yacht.
Yacht. I would rather travel
suitcase.
On my yacht today.
Sure, what do you say? Yacht or suitcase?
They're just going to go with the biggest flex here. The biggest flex is the yacht.
I want
the yacht.
Yeah.
Yacht.
I mean,
has
but
the
same thing.
You
know,
you could literally
no, no, no.
just.
Hold
sell
on, wait.
Pause.
Breaking information. The Bugatti yacht has parking for your Chiron on it. What?
Yes. You heard me.
It's not a Lexus yacht anymore. It's a Bugatti yacht.
Bugatti yacht wins.
I still want the suitcase.
I'd still take the
okay,
Lexus
but
yacht with an LFA.
You're going to the Bahamas. Take your yacht or fly?
Fly. Yacht.
Gas on that yacht is pretty expensive, though, dog.
Okay, I also don't want to pay airfare.
I also like taking a nap in the middle of the day.
You can take a nap in your yacht?
On
the yacht! They have fucking autopilot, and you're in the middle of an ocean. What are you going to hit?
The Bermuda Triangle.
I mean,
oh,
the
right. Okay.
It's an actual
I guess
triangle.
When we get out
okay.
to the Bahamas, it is possible.
All
right. All right.
The final.
The Titanic said the same thing, to be fair.
The final.
It didn't even go near the Bermuda Triangle.
No, but it said, you're in the middle of the ocean. What are you going to hit? And it sank 3 days later.
It did go really close to a fucking iceberg, though, that's for sure.
It didn't hit anything. It just sank out of nowhere. We don't know what happened.
Do-do-do. All right. Lamborghini Jacket or the Lexus Sport Yacht for the final?
Jacket.
Jacket.
Yacht.
It's obvious.
Yacht.
Jacket.
It's pretty obvious.
Fuck me.
Jacket. No way we're 3-for-3.
Jacket.
Do not make this 3-for-3 and the jacket win.
You know that
by
your
chance.
Dad's gonna pick
no way.
Jacket.
I would rather wear this on my yacht than be like, I have a jacket. No
and
way.
You have a Lamborghini jacket right as you sit right now, or you're being like,
yeah, after this is done, I'm going to go get on my yacht.
Homie, you ain't got the gas for that shit.
I don't have to get gas to have that shit sit in the marina and enjoy my yacht.
You can't afford the fucking marina costs.
Yeah.
Okay, all I'm saying is if
okay,
I can afford a
you
yacht.
Just spent a, you just spent
no,
a, million dial,
a million dollars.
You just spent $1 million on the yacht. You
okay.
can afford to keep
it's
it.
It's actually
3.7.
You straight up just get this item.
All right, Dad. Come on, last one. We're in the final.
Lamborghini jacket for $890 or a yacht.
A yacht.
Okay, thank you.
You're wearing a jacket now. Cool, that's a dope ass jacket. Or you're on a yacht.
If you're in a bar, right?
I'm going to use a jacket daily.
All right, so hear me out.
You can use a yacht daily,
and you can go if you're fucking hot. You can go to a
all I'm saying is the jacket's on this shit.
If you're hot, you're gonna take your nice Lamborghini jacket off. When are you going to wear your Lamborghini jacket when it's 110 degrees outside?
It's like a turtleneck.
You
wear this one is 100.
You realize that this Christmas, if one of these fuckers is getting you a Lamborghini jacket.
Not for $890, we're not.
I never see my fucking jacket.
eBay,
right.
Dog.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Yes, okay. That's exactly what it looks
oh,
like.
Oh, that's
guys.
Not
terrible.
What I thought it was
going
to be.
It's a trash can jacket? Yeah, absolutely.
Let
yacht.
See.
Come on.
That's
all right, you sweet.
Oh, my God.
It's a
trash unanimous yacht decision after seeing how fucking ugly that
hey,
yacht was. Thank
like
you guys so much for listening to this episode of the podcast.
Toyota rocks. That's why we won.
Stay
the
home.
Yacht is where it's at. Thank you guys.
It's all about the
fucking we'll see you all in the next one.
The next one.